Hey. What up, world? It's your boy Cooley Main.
You got AK in the building.
You got Monica in the building.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time to plug them headphones in. Put them kids to bed. It's grown-ups talk. Let's begin to listen.
What up, world?
You guys missed me, didn't you?
Yeah, shout out to Monica. Happy belated birthday. All that good shit. You know what I mean? How old you turn? 22? 22?
21?
I'm up there.
You 18 now. All right, she can't even get a drink now.
Yeah,
shout out to adulthood.
I'm 51 you know what I mean? And counting.
Yeah, silly. Ayo. Shout out to everybody that been supporting. Definitely. Showing the love, spreading the word. Grown Ups Talk is the real deal. We are not here to play games. We are here every Monday for y'all. We will drop new episodes every Monday for y'all. You know what I mean?
Not going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
I am. I'm going to bed.
Hey, after this shit.
After this.
Hey, yo, North Cackalack, South Cackalack, Texas, Mass, New York, New Haven, all of CT. All of the fucking, all of America, all of everybody that's listening, man.
Shout out to the Caribbean islands. Thank y'all for supporting us. Big up to y'all.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Know what I mean? Appreciate the support.
As y'all spread the love, know what I mean? We're going to continue to give the love, man. We appreciate all of y'all sending out all of the love that y'all giving, all the feedback we getting, all of the people that y'all putting on to the podcast. Y'all got to be some real dedicated fans and listen to us for an hour every Monday. We appreciate y'all,
right,
man.
For us to post our next episodes, we truly appreciate that.
All right, because this is impossible without y'all, so
Definitely.
That's y'all dedication hour right there.
Hey, yo. So I know y'all got some things y'all want to talk about. I definitely got something I want to talk about, but I'm going to let y'all get y'all rocks off first.
Nah, you know, I was just thinking, you know, see how you guys felt about the whole Oprah running for president. See what's your thoughts on that.
America's not ready for a black president, a black woman president, because we already had our black president, which was Barack Obama. But for a woman to be African American, to be a president, forget about it. I don't think we're ready for that. We got to wait a couple more years. They bugged out when Hillary was running for president. We already knew she was a crook, though. But either way, they were not ready for that. Especially with all the racism going around right now. He got everything twisted in the game.
But, like, ready, not ready how? Like,
Mentally. Right now, we facing a war with ourselves. It went from being a war against our counterparts to a war now with ourselves. We have to check ourselves every day we walk out. We got to make sure that we look a certain way, we act a certain way. We can no longer be our own individual selves because we got to deal with the racist cops, racist pigs, everybody trying to come at us. Every day somebody's trying to come at a black person. It doesn't matter, white, Asian, they coming for us. So we got a whole problem.
Nah, I understand.
We got a whole problem.
I just want to understand. So us as a race isn't ready for Oprah to be president, or us as a country like America? So what?
Us as a country. Okay. And also us as a race. Okay. See, here's the thing. In order for a black woman to be president, us women will have to start bigging each other up. We have to start talking in a positive light about each other versus using that negativity to try to break the black woman down. And right now, that is what's happening. We're not building each other up right now. So how can we build Oprah, even though she have all the success? She got all the success from other races. I don't see many black women subscribing for her magazine or her shows. I really don't see that. But the white women, they love her. Well, you got this, free that.
Listen.
They was just talking about her hair. They was saying her hair was stiff. Black women.
Listen, you know, you always going to have criticism, judgment, and whatnot. Especially with our race. But for the tickets on Oprah or whatever. As a matter of fact, the Oprah show is free, isn't it? Or you gotta.
I've never been,
so I don't know.
Well,
you gotta subscribe to own. You gotta subscribe for.
However the case may be, you know our race is low in poverty, so it's probably kind of hard for some black women to go see Oprah and pay the bills at the same time. So you know.
All
why
I
are we
know
low
is,
in poverty? Listen, why are we low?
But
hold on. Economically wise, But, we are low because we're the lowest of the totem pole.
That's because of the...
They look at her skin and they see Negro. They don't see nothing. I can understand if it was a light skin.
Here's the thing.
Look at Obama. He was a little light. Listen, she passed the paper bag brown test. But Oprah, she dark as day. They gonna give her a run for her money. They gonna give her a hard time.
Stedman's
better running for damn president.
Let's be honest.
And I love, by the way, Oprah, I'm your biggest fan. And I wrote you several times. You didn't write back, but it's okay because I understand you might have been busy. But I'm just saying.
I'm just literally saying,
like, the facts are the facts and the truth is the truth.
Listen, that is true. You know, us as people, we tear each other down. That's just in our nature. That's something we've been conditioned to do. But my thing is this. Ever since I can remember, a president never did anything, you know, for me. So, you know, the whole women, black women bringing a black woman down isn't going to affect her presidency if she ran, I don't think, because...
Yes, it will. The majority of people... The majority of people that voted for Trump was either hillbillies that emerged from out of their rocks or a whole bunch of white women. Why would you think that if, if Oprah was to run against Trump, that it won't be the same thing?
I don't think that if she ran, she would get it. She would get it. The only reason I say that is not because of her being tore down by any specific race or any male or female.
The same thing about Trump, though.
Like, yeah, but
our presidency is all about TV characters.
I wouldn't mind if she was like legit dead serious about it and she knew what the hell she was doing. And she actually had her head on her shoulders and went into politics the right way and ended up getting it. I wouldn't mind. You feel me? But I don't think she ready. I got
three different opinions on it.
Nah, I feel you. I don't think she's ready to deal with what comes with that seat. I don't think she's ready even if she held a seat on Congress. Like, yeah. I don't think she's fully ready on what that battle is to be in that seat and to fully understand that you don't really have control over what you think you got control over. Right. Like,
I'm sure she's well aware of that.
So to nip this in the bud, kind of not to cut your opinions where they are. She definitely did come out and say that she's not gonna run because she's not the right blood. It's not in her blood. Right. Meaning she has no connection to that lineage. Like, I mean, to be a president, you have to be connected to that lineage. If you don't know, every president we have is related. Like, even Obama. Even Obama and Trump, that like they related all the way through the whole line. All the way to who they have as the first president is they're all cousins or they're all related somehow, some way.
Trump parents were immigrants. So I'm going to say ignorant, that too, but immigrants.
Let me just say this. So first, one of my first opinions, you know what I mean, about the whole Oprah for president and everything is, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, a black woman as a president. That would be, I mean, great for history. We had a black woman would be absolutely phenomenal, mm-hmm. especially to break two barriers, the first woman and the first black woman at that. So
yeah,
that would be awesome. But at the same time, I really don't feel like, you know, Oprah is for the people. Like, you know what I mean? And I don't know, like, I never seen.
I'm just saying. I love you, Oprah.
Okay? Like, I mean, I never seen her do, not do anything humanitarian, but for us. But you know, like, this is a small thing. She haven't been at a BET award. Like,
I can't. Yeah.
He says she never been at the BET award.
Right? Like, yo, like.
So you like, saying listen, you don't like, see her? You don't see her?
I don't see her.
Was Obama at a BET Music Award?
He didn't come. He didn't come into it like that. He come in and came into it as a president. His wife was there. So, I mean,
word.
Like, that shit.
So,
but he's a president. He can't go.
So you're saying basically, you don't see her where the quote unquote where the people are. Like,
right?
I mean,
I don't see her backing us. Like, right. I mean, she's more. I'm rich than she worth more for the wealthy than she is for, you know, the
everyday in the struggle workforce
absolutely,
type person.
Absolutely. I mean, that's my second opinion. My third opinion was what you was touching on, was like, I mean, she's not ready. I'm just tired of, you know, actors and actresses and
throwing their hat in there,
like
not really
jumping
knowing.
Jumping in the political field. Like, that shit is, to me, it's the same thing like musicians trying to be actors, or actors trying to be musicians.
NBA
and shit.
Players trying to be rappers.
Yo, stay in your lane. You got your talent. Perfect that craft and be the best at that. Like, don't just, all right, I done made a bunch of money acting and.
Oprah ain't signed for that shit. She ain't signed up for that shit.
Like,
it was
right.
A whole bunch of people that listened to her after her speech and said she was a good speech person and wanted her to be present.
I'm pretty sure
who we need to be giving some recognition to is Shirley Chisholm, if I got her name right. You know who Shirley Chisholm is?
I haven't.
Chisholm? No. Y'all know who that is? That was actually the first black president. Well, the first black female president that tried, whoever tried to run. Oprah is not the first person that done this.
Oh, nah, we know that ain't the first person that actually ran for or first African American woman to
talk about. Shirley Chisholm ran first, and unfortunately, she did not make.
She made
the ballot, but she didn't make the slot.
Yeah, but that's what it's gonna boil down to. It's not who running first. I think it's gonna be. Who get that seat first? I think if you ask me,
I think she got a good chance.
I think she got a good chance because
by popular vote, but not.
Yeah,
that's the same way Trump got in by popular vote.
No, he didn't. Yes. He got in by the electoral vote. He did not get in by no popular vote.
No, right. But I'm saying
I watched CNN. Listen,
hey, don't say certain news stations. They say that's fake news.
Yes. They say it ain't no such thing as
it's
fake
news.
It's alternative facts according to him. Okay.
What I'm saying is, as far as popular vote is, you know, if Trump wasn't Trump, he probably wouldn't have got that seat. Like, I mean, you're running against real politicians, real people that, I mean, been doing this and
lived
strive
their life through that
right
shit.
And strive to get where they was trying to get. And I mean, just because you have some popularity,
right,
you just jump in front of the race.
His shows had the worst
ratings
ever. It doesn't matter. But
yo, he been rich before that.
Right. I know he got books out and shit on how to get bankrupt.
Hotels.
I mean, I guess.
Like, this nigga.
He networked, but guess what he's
money
doing?
Long.
Oh, I ain't even gonna get on him with the tax reform. I'm not gonna get on him with the
we
DACA.
All know he in there
I'm
just
not
shooting
gonna
the
get
shit.
On him with him lying, they trying to fire Mueller a month before the Dozere and the investigation came on. I ain't gonna get on him. But at the end of the day, I don't think that Oprah, stay in lane, Oprah. Keep making those lovely cookies you give to us for white.
I'm not even gonna say stay in your lane because
yes, she
I think
she
nah. Listen, because like I
she
said, if
it
she
ain't her blood.
If she educate herself
to be broken.
Yeah,
so.
If she educate herself on how to run in politics and how to establish herself as a serious politician and really get in there and start. I mean, beating the pavement as far as a politician, I think she could do some shit. Like you said, she's a wordsmith. Like, she can get in there and say and be
she's
persuasive with
Aquarius.
The words.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah. Shout out to the Aquarius.
Here you go. Here you go.
Whoop, whoop. Everybody know I'm an Aquarius.
If it ain't a Pisces, it don't matter. Whoop, whoop. Anyway.
Gemini.
You know what starts first?
I ain't gonna
forget
Aquarius or Gemini.
Aquarius
or Pisces.
First.
Both of y'all. You said
Gemini.
Aquarius. Forget both of y'all.
No, Geminis are evil.
Listen, nah. I really rock
that's
with Gemini.
I do too.
Yeah,
I do too. But Geminis are evil. Either way, my other best friend is a Gemini, and she's about batshit crazy woman when she laughs.
Have you ever seen me?
Oh my
As long
God.
As you know me, Am I evil?
I don't know. You got to decide.
That's not a yes or a no.
You see, I plead the fifth.
You can't.
You see, he asked you that. He ain't asked me that. I've known him longer.
Oh, right. I'm gonna ask you. Cooley, I'm gonna ask you.
How do we get into this about?
Listen, Warline, this is how it
happens, right?
Yeah, this is how it goes.
Listen, so Cooley,
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, bro.
I need a real. You are evil as fuck. I've been listening for like 10 years.
Time
out. I'm sure you was just as evil as you wanted.
Yo, she is writing you off.
She just pleaded the fifth, and now I'm evil as fuck. So Cooley, what you gotta say? I'm not liking this.
Hands down, I've never seen a Gemini. First of all, I've never seen a Gemini that was 100% completely nice. There are some people that know
but
how
nobody's
to go 100.
Right. Nobody is.
There's a difference. See, they will push the water all the way to the other side of the beach. Believe me,
I'm a different type of Gemini.
Yeah. I have a daughter that's a Gemini.
Yeah. I have a son, and I am a Gemini.
Like,
and I dated a Gemini.
It's different with girls and boys. Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
it's different.
Girls and guys are different. Period.
Oranges, I get it. But listen, I know my crazy Gemini that I live in a house with. You piss her off, she might.
But listen to what you're saying.
Gets me back
listen
every time.
But that's what it is though.
That girl crazy.
With AK is that like? I mean, he's straight with you. He one of the coolest people I know.
Betray him.
Cool. Yeah. You get on the wrong side, he's gonna deal with you accordingly. I give you that. You're not the evil ass.
That's not evil.
You're not walking around this shit.
If you cross me, I'm gonna ask you. That's it.
Yeah, you're not walking around this shit a demon. But okay, I mean, you definitely got a mean streak like everybody else.
Gemini are evil. And Pisces. Listen though. Pisces are emotional creatures. Very emotional creatures. Just so you know, when a Pisces.
Well, first of all.
Very emotional.
Don't call me emotional.
People say Geminis are emotional as well.
The lies.
Yo, listen. I just heard a fucking post. Shorty said Gemini's getting they other people feelings. Like, you know, it's two people, it's two sides or two people according to a Gemini stereotype or whatever. We got two sides to us. She said we getting the other people feelings. So saying that we not our regular self, we turn to our different self and get into our other feelings.
Yeah. Shit, I tell you that, y'all can switch off.
This shit threw me because the shit made sense, but
see, that's what I'm talking about. Like y'all niggas be
see,
bipolar.
What y'all don't understand about Pisces is we not emotional to you regular un in tune with yourself people.
I don't know what you meant by that. You'll catch it. Let that shit go.
All I know is Pisces are very unique. They're very in tune with the vibes and the vibes in the
atmosphere
that's around them.
Gemini thing.
Yeah, they know how
Gemini thing too.
They know how to deal with what they feeling and act accordingly. So understand
basically
that
what he's saying, ladies and gentlemen.
Like I'm pleading out cases on your zodiac sign.
No,
I still
I'm not.
Want to let y'all
Listen.
Know that Aquarius is still the best.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
basically,
okay.
What they saying, world, what they saying is, get you a Gemini.
No.
That's all I heard off the start.
Yeah. All right. So hold on.
No,
all right.
No.
So let me ask y'all this, right? Instead of Oprah, how would y'all feel about Michelle Obama running?
Nah, that'd be awesome. I really feel like she has
winning.
A yeah, exactly.
Can,
she has a lot better chance
yeah,
than Oprah.
I definitely could see her winning.
She got it. And besides
you know,
that,
everybody loves her. On top of that, she's very political. I think she went to school for law, if I'm not mistaken. She was actually a professor and taught law,
mm-hmm.
and I think at one of the most prestigious schools. I mean, this woman got it. She has the knowledge. On top of that, Barack Obama, I'm sure she was there because behind every strong man is a strong woman. So I guarantee you she was in that office too,
definitely
getting it in as well
exactly.
as working through
of
some
course.
Of those papers.
But
written.
She's for us. That's
so,
what I know. I know for a fact.
And
she's for us.
And that's why I said that, because everything that we can kind of say against Oprah running right now, we can't say that about Michelle, like you feel me, like she.
But unfortunately, but Michelle will not run. She said,
"Yeah, it's something
I
bigger." It's
like you said, she's seen
exactly.
What
it's something
do.
Bigger,
like,
right?
Right.
She
right.
ain't about that life.
She's like, nah, I'm straight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, but if she did though, if she did, I would definitely vote for her.
I would vote for her, too.
I definitely would. I think...
I'm pretty sure it would be just like Obama when he ran, like how...
She has different views on certain things, education, like, and she's really...
Regardless of the fact, that's not where I was going. I'm talking... where I'm going is as far as, like, when Obama ran, he got people off the couch that probably didn't or never voted, black people or whatever. Yeah. And the same thing would happen if Michelle... ran for presidency. I think she would get them same people that won't get off the couch for.
I know whoever is gonna run. Everybody's gonna get off the couch in 2020. Because they should get this shit that's going on right now.
Get this dude out of here.
Yeah, get him the fuck out of here. Like
these people just don't realize that at the end of the day, we outnumber them. Yeah, I hate to say it, but we having babies about to multiply.
Right,
We aren't the minorities. They are. And that's why he said, let's deport the shithole places. By the way, Trump, you an ass. Because shithole is the Netherlands, and shithole is where your mama came from. That's all I'm going to say about that. Shit. I get straight disrespectful on that, dude. And shit, yeah. Talking about Haiti. Yeah. Haiti was once a very beautiful place for that matter, but was back in the slavery time. Haiti took over your white people. You just couldn't deal with the fact that a black person outran you niggas, and you had to figure it out. You understand? Don't get me started.
I know, I'm right there with you though. You hear me?
Marcus Garvey.
I'm all in the background with the ad libs.
At the end of the day, like this dude, he walk around as if white people are superior to everybody else, but they the main ones that's doing mass shootings. The last mass shooting that happened was a white man. It wasn't all the mass shootings. We only got one terrorist. Let me get this out.
As far as a black guy.
Let me get this out. All the sex offenders that's on the website, and if you don't believe me, you go to www.snova.com. So that's the actual sex offender registry. You're going to see more white faces on that bitch than you see white, Asian, or brown people. And that's all Hispanics. So how dare he try to downgrade blacks and browns when you got your own white people walking around here acting dumb, being nasty, raping little kids, shooting up schools, shooting up the fucking malls and everything else. You don't see people of color doing that. And I hate to pin it to him, but really, he's outnumbered. Him and his Nazi crew or his KKK, they're outnumbered.
That's why those groups of people exist, though.
Because like, what you taking back? Make America great again by going under the rock you came from.
When was America great?
America was never been great.
It's
never been great.
If I go into history books, I mean, I've never seen a great America.
It was never great. So what's he talking about? That's the thing. How you gonna claim 9 bankruptcies? Nigga, you steal old people from your damn university. Can them people get their money back? Please, you the president. Give them people their money back. They ain't even got no degree. They got a fucking graded paper talking about congratulations. You graduated people with an associate from an unaccredited college.
Shouts out. And you got the nerve,
the audacity to sit here and talk about black people?
Shouts out. Out your mind,
nigga? Is you dumb?
You don't open a can of worms on
that. I see. I just want to give Don Julio a shout out because I think that's what it is. It got her.
You know what? Believe it or not, it's not the Don Julio. I'm just very passionate about politics. Okay. I watch CNN. I watch Fox. I watch all the news channels so it won't be fake news or my judgment is just geared to one media outlet. I watch it all because I want to compare and contrast what they talking about.
They all say the same thing. Fox got their fucking lips up there. They all control by the same story.
They're only giving you what they want you to know.
Exactly. You gotta read. You gotta read the actual journals. You gotta read the books, the publications. Them shits tell you all. That shit is gonna tell you what they want you to know.
Not the real world news. No, you gotta read the publications.
I'm telling you. If you read another website, www.scholar.google.com, you will see there's publications of what this dude is doing. Like, he is straight garbage. How dare you? You can't spell certain words. Spell coffee. Spell it. He can't spell coffee.
God damn it.
I was about to spell coffee.
I thought you were really asking.
Yeah.
Like, damn, can you spell coffee for it?
Take my shot for it, right? Let me take my shot first.
I'm trying to catch you right after the Don Julio shit start burning. She talking about smell coffee.
Right, it might have
in the middle of this shit burning.
He spelled it. COVFE. That's not coffee. Wow. You can't come to me. You can't come to anybody that is of a higher education. Hell, you can't even come to a fifth grader because even they know how to spell coffee, refrigerator, next.
Shit.
How you messing up words? But let's move on because I don't want to get
not even that.
What? You don't want to get what? Yeah. I think you went there already.
No, I ain't go nowhere near this. See, that's the tip of the iceberg. Oh, by the way, get your ass in an Aquarius. We are so into these things.
Oh no.
Moving on.
Listen, Gemini is a thing, you know.
Fuck with both of these guys are talking about
a lot of things.
It's all about the Pisces.
You ain't gonna get it's a lot of conversation out of me. Right. So you ain't gonna. It's a lot of conversation.
Your season
conversation.
Is
that's
soon
what
to be
a
over.
Gemini do. Intellectual, listen. You know, sexual. However you want to do it, Gemini is there for you. So until you cross them,
listen,
that's my only thing.
Listen, I know Monica. You got.
If only you guys could see my slap face.
The statistics. Have you
all that?
Yo, if you just go online right now and you list and you ask for the the zodiac signs with the highest sex drive, I guarantee Gemini is up there. Or the highest intellect, Gemini is up there.
No, they're not. I got to debate you on that one. No, you're not. Google the highest intellect that's up there is an Aquarius. Aquarius does not
the highest,
the
but I'm
highest.
Talking about. You're number three
on the totem pole.
What I'm talking about isn't in the list. Right. I'm talking about in the list.
No.
Because and for the highest sex drive, it would be Scorpio. Gemini is on the list. I guarantee it. Google it.
Google it.
Come on, man.
Google it.
You can't, tell me nothing about my sign.
I'm telling you.
Can't tell you nothing about my sign.
You're probably number four, number five. Because
you see, listen.
It doesn't matter.
Anytime it comes to
the
intellectual conversation,
let me tell y'all something.
But actual conversation and
let
wisdom.
Let me tell y'all something right quick.
And research.
Let me tell
everything.
Aquarius.
I'll let you finish, but let me get this off my chest
this
first.
Is the problem with
Aquarius
is right now. Like this right here. Gotta have the last word. But let me tell y'all something about greatness, right?
Of course. I'm awesome.
Greatness doesn't have to debate. That's why you don't hear me in this argument.
Wait, what?
He just boomed us.
Bam! Listen,
both y'all shot dead. Goddamn.
Let me get some more Don Julio up in here.
Yeah, if you ain't two shots in, like I'm two shots in, you ain't starting to feel like I'm starting to feel.
That's
so,
it. That's
know what I mean?
That's how we do it here.
I'm two shots in an L down, so.
Oh, word. God. I ain't even exercise my
You're
going to
have a good time.
I'm feeling real good right now.
Word.
You
know,
we're gonna have to protect AK from them
Ugg
mugs.
I need you to.
I got my Ugg mug spray off. I keep it on me.
Shit,
it's repellent.
You got that butt repellent?
I keep it on me.
Monica, let me hear what that topic was. We was talking about that you wanted to bring up about that actor that said that wild shit.
Oh shit! This
drink it down real quick. No,
you shouldn't put that shit down.
You on the bullshit?
Kevin.
On the bullshit.
If I had to be Charlamagne the God and give you donkey of the motherfucking day, you will receive it tenfold. Hell, I will send that shit post mail first class to your motherfucking house. How dare you, and this is a black woman talking too, how dare you ever say that the black woman is more interested in work and working for a white man than herself and her children? Have you lost your mind? You get another. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? At the end of the day, the black woman always had to work, sweetheart. The black woman always had to make sure that everything in the house was good, if it rather is financially or physically or anything else. And I'm not downing the brothers. I'm not. But at the end of the day,
when black woman is queen.
You damn Skippy. Yeah. So for the next time, Kevin McCall, your ass just got out of jail. You're probably getting buck fucked, and that's why you feel the way you feel. I'm cool with that. If you like it in the booty, that's cool with you. But the next time you come for a black woman, you should get your facts straight. Because not every black woman is worried about only working and not taking care of themselves and their kids. You lost your rabbit ass mind. You probably got into some white bunny pussy, and that's why you're feeling the way you feel. But I'm here to tell you today that don't you ever, 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 ever come at a black woman again, and I'll rest my case. Shout out to Don Julio. Let me take this drink.
Jesus. She ain't playing today. God damn it.
I told y'all Don Julio got her fired up. Word. She denied it, but it's evident.
It's not. He pissed me off by saying that. I said, what? I had my face all turned up and contorted. Right. How fucking dare you? Because I'm a black woman that works. I work for every dollar I get. But at the end of the day, I always take care of myself. And I always take care of my kids. That's number one. Like, I'm not going to work for no white man and put my children or myself on a back burner just to catch the dollar. No, it's just some priorities you just going to have to miss. Like, come on, Kevin, go back to jail. Oh, you just shit. Got out. Send Why you acting back. Up? Yeah. That's the wrong thing to do.
She sent his ass back to the pen.
Yeah, go back to the pen. Matter of fact, go to SAG real quick. No commissary on your motherfucking books. Because had you had it, Listen. You would have known how to respect the black woman.
Listen, I respect, I love, and I honor all of y'all who go out here, bust your ass to make a living, and come home and raise your kids.
It's shit not easy.
It's not at all. First of all, my mom was a single mom. I had to watch her bust her ass and make ends meet and do all the things she had to do to make sure that we were straight. I watched a lot of my aunts go through that shit. I know what it takes. I understand the struggle. So I salute every last one of y'all that's out here doing it. You know what I mean?
This but nothing. I think it was about to come. I thought you about to say but. Whoa. Like, you better not get no but. You right? I'm Don like, Julio. Don Julio, that Moscato, and that motherfucking Smirnoff. I had a couple drinks before I got here, and I apologize.
Happy birthday, Monica. Up. Happy birthday.
Yeah, you gonna turn up. Definitely happy birthday. She is on her shit.
I'm on 10, and I missed the podcast, guys. I need to get this shit off my chest because I've been doing Facebook Live videos, and niggas been getting in their feelings off
so
my Facebook Live.
Let me just throw this out there. had I not been late last week, Monica probably would have been on the podcast and everything. But
due to her being a mom and having to do what she got to
exactly,
do,
exactly, a real black woman,
a working mom, a mom who takes care of of her
kids.
I don't
even feel awkward. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Not yet, cause, you know, we gonna hold you down as bros and shit.
Definitely.
But I mean,
y'all better make sure y'all hold me down tonight. I kind of take that blame though. We gonna have some fun.
Nah, but shout outs to Burial for being a special guest and everything. That
definitely
was cool.
Definitely. But like I was saying, man, to all the moms that's not out there doing what they gotta do, that's doing exactly what he said y'all doing, and y'all more worried about chasing some other shit outside of raising your kids and not chasing the dollar and raising your kids at the same time, y'all gotta step y'all game up, man. It ain't too much more I could say than that. It can be done. I know it's hard. I know the shit is definitely a challenge, but you can't be looking for, in this day and age, you can't be looking for somebody to come sweep you up off your feet. In the day and age we live in, you got to get out here and get it. If you got kids with somebody that ain't trying to help you raise your kids, you got to do for yourself, boo. You got to get out here and make sure that you claim that throne and you take that throne the way it's supposed to be taken. So whoever the fuck you had the kids with, know what I mean, they regret not being there by your side, know what I mean? You got to make them motherfuckers look stupid.
Right, the more you blame dumb. Is the more you going to sit down.
Did you use my line? Are you
no,
dumb?
No, that's Remy.
Remy. Okay. That's I was going to say, that's my line. That's Remy. Are you dumb?
And for the kings out there that's doing the same thing, man, I mean, I definitely salute y'all that's out here single, raising your kids and working hard, busting your ass the same way.
Yeah, I've been there, I've done that.
Definitely.
I know what that's about.
And for the deadbeat parents, be it male or female, I do not salute y'all at all. I don't. Y'all can't even give me the
no shouts out to y'all.
For real.
No shouts out.
I can't even look
y'all
away.
Sit your ass in the corner and hurry
for
up.
Real.
Time out.
No, they been sitting on their ass a little bit too.
No. They stand.
I'm just saying.
Stand.
Get on your job, kid. Get on your job, man. But definitely, everybody that's helping this village raise, I mean, to be the kingdom is supposed to be. I mean, the queens that's working hard to make sure it happen. The kings that's working hard to make sure it happen. I mean, I salute y'all. I appreciate y'all, man. It's y'all that keeps the people like us sitting here in this room, I mean, motivated outside of our own situations to keep going, man. We see exactly. Y'all doing it. It's only right we joining y'all. I mean, thank y'all.
I like Definitely. That. So let's talk Definitely. About these drunk stories.
Oh, shit.
You know what? We were getting all sentimental and shit. And I'm like, wait, I'm still turned up. Listen, I'm not going to lie. By the time this podcast ends, I'm going to my house, I'm getting dressed, and I'm going to somebody shake your ass fest. But I want to, I want to talk about drunk stories. And I only say that because the occasion that's going to happen in a little while. We all know we're going to turn the fuck up. And if you was missing the party, sucks for you. Terminal 110, that's where we're going to be. The whole cast. You don't want to miss us.
Definitely.
Well, you don't want to miss us, okay?
We're going to be fucking. I wish I can say ahead of time, come out and support, but you missed it.
This shit about to be a movie. You going to hear about this shit.
I'm just going to tell y'all right now, we have fun.
Yeah. We definitely do.
Even started yet. We gonna have, right, fun.
We didn't even get there yet, but we have fun. Yo, you missed that shit. That shit was crazy.
We gonna update y'all the next episode on how that shit,
cause we already pre-gaming. Hey yo, so how y'all wanna do this? Ladies first?
Nah, you know, my
youngest first.
Who's the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
Hey, Kay, the youngest.
Am I the youngest?
Really?
Nah, hold up.
What?
Am I? I don't know.
You're the youngest?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think AK the youngest. I know I'm definitely the oldest. Y'all young as fuck.
Right.
I don't want to put you out there. Put yourself out there, and I'll give you a wink or two. That's how we gonna do it.
All right.
Men don't age. Go for it.
Right, I'm only 30, so
he's the youngest. All right, go ahead now. Right. I ain't even wink. All right. I clapped two times.
Right. Yeah, I'm the youngest. So if y'all want the youngest to go first?
I was asking y'all, because I already know.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I thought you was older than me.
I got a crazy one.
I'm a baby.
I definitely got a crazy one. Oh my
God. 30 years in. Shit. Any single ladies out there, you know, I'm not looking, but if you're looking for me.
Swag!
His name is AK. He's a Gemini.
I didn't know this was single mingo.
I'm just saying.
Is this single mingo the love connection? Yeah.
I was just throwing it out there. I am single. That's
it. Okay.
All right, so yeah, I don't know. My junk stories. You know, I got a few. I'm trying to touch y'all with the best. I'm trying to give y'all something that. Yeah, but yo, this dude is crazy.
I fell asleep at a subway station before in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
First, you got a subway station?
You gotta come better than that.
I'm just saying, I was like, fucking passed out.
I think my minor.
Luckily, nothing happened.
Let me see.
I got into a fight and got jumped. That hammer jack.
To
me, that's everyday shit. That's not even really a drunk story to me. God. That's just, you know, I was drunk, shit popped off.
A lot of shit happened. Drunk stories about other people. I found one person by the tree on Longworth. He shouldn't have been near.
But you ran his pockets or something? Oh, he was bait, nigga.
No, somebody, one of your boys dropped him off on the fucking Longworth, and that's how I found him. Because me and my cousin Kiki was driving down where the bridge was just built at, and we turned, and I was like, is that nigga? Mm. He was just slumped there. Like, how'd you get there? Mm. How'd you get there? It was difficult getting him and Kiki tiny ass car.
We should have him telling his junk story.
That joke was funny.
That was probably your junk story. Yeah, Cooley, what you got, man? I'm still pondering. God,
and clearly, my drunk stories ain't good enough.
Nah, it's not.
Because you going right to the end. You ain't even building it up.
I'm direct.
I passed out one time. That's my story. The end. Like, what?
I couldn't remember. That's the point. That's all I remember is the end.
Shout out to my uncle. Know what I mean? Uncle Rock. Know what I mean? T-Rock father. Know what I mean? Uncle Rock. Know what I mean? Shout out to you. It was his bachelor party. Know what I mean? I was like, shit.
Just popped in my head. Word.
See?
Go ahead, do it. I gotta hear it. Ladies,
his name is AK. He's a Gemini. He's an asshole and a half.
Oh, here we go.
Nah, you're gonna love it though.
Listen, so yeah, I was 19. So this shit was a minute ago. I went over there, you know what I mean? Went over to Uncle Rock crib, was helping him set up. At first, it was a fee to get in that shit. So, I mean, I tried to finagle my way in. That's Unc. He gonna let me help set up, and then I'm just good. So, I mean, me, and T-Rock went over there. It's T-Rock first time ever really, like, rocking out with his pops and shit. He never achieved with his pops before this and none of that. So we had some champagne haze. This shit was this shit was the shit back then. Like, this shit was...
That was like T-Rock Bar Mitzvah. He was becoming a man.
Yeah, he was definitely putting some hair on his chest right, that night. Right. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, we had set up some tables and shit. And he was shook. We was rolling up in his room, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean, his father was, you know what I mean, getting dressed and shit, getting ready. And T-Rock was scared, like, to smoke with his pot. So I was like, yo, listen. Yo,
hold up. Talk about. Not to cut your story off, but for those who don't know, yo, T-Rock threw the best parties
Definitely. Hood back in the day. Definitely. Like,
everybody could attest to that.
Like, yo, definitely.
The niggas, parties was at his crib.
Word.
Like, lit. But go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, yo, I can't deny that. Like, top-notch parties.
Right. Like, the whole hood.
If you did not leave his party with a memory, like something wrong with you. Exactly. But so niggas ended up rolling up and shit. I ended up souping his head up like, yo, we gonna smoke with your pops today, my nigga. Like, I'm telling you, your pops, he not gonna say no today, his day. Like, so niggas ended up smoking with his father and shit. We setting up, and I ended up getting it. Me and T-Rock worked it until the whole team ended up getting in there, for free. Like, everybody was supposed to pay, like, you know what I mean? Or RSVP or whatever. If you wasn't on the list, you were supposed to pay. So I ended up coming over there with T-Rock. You know what I mean? We got in there. I got the whole team in there for free. So, boom. The party ain't even jumping yet. He in there doing the sound checks and shit. The bar already, he already got the bar popping for us.
Yeah, that's how crazy. Niggas, I didn't even know we had to pay. Cause.
Yo, yeah.
Just sit for the ride. I'm excited as hell.
So,
story time.
Listen, because I was there for the story, but I never knew that part. But continue.
Yeah, because by the time y'all came, all the old heads from the hood was there.
Yo, like, that shit was lit.
That right? Shit, yeah. The shit was definitely, the strippers was there and everything already.
The old heads and the young heads. Yeah. Like, that shit was just lit.
We was in there, like, I mean, so... I mean, we start chiefing and shit. We was done setting up. So he was like, yo, you want something to drink? I was like, yeah. And he gave me the little red party cups, double shot of Henny, and a bottle of fucking Heineken. I'm like, oh, all right, we in here. So niggas go to burn a J of fucking champagne haze. I take that shit down. I mean, at first I was stunned. I was like, I don't want to get too fucked up too early. The party don't pop off till like 9. Like, that's when that shit start popping. It's like 7 o'clock. Niggas already drinking. Like, we, like, pre, this is where I learned how to pregame right here. So, we going in. So, I'm like 6 shots of that shit in. 6 shots of Henny, like 4 Heinekens in. The whole squad pop up. Everybody got L's of champagne haze. We on his front porch blowing. Like, going in. So, niggas go back into the, we go back into the, what you call it now?
Some more cups.
Yo, yeah, it's cold outside. So we going in where it's hot, coming out till it's cold so we can smoke, going back into it's hot. So the climate change is fucking with me, but I don't know it. I don't notice it. I'm so fucked up. I'm numb, like, to all of this shit. Like, I'm smoking so much, I can't even get high no more. I'm drinking so much, I don't even think I can get drunk anymore.
I'm so drunk that I'm eyeing motherfucking strippers. I'm trying to...
Yo, like, real shit. AK, like, AK and that shit giving the strippers the eye. Like, real shit. He like, oh, like, yeah, I won you. Oh, shit. My bad, y'all. Yeah, he like, yo, I won you.
Shit was working a little bit.
Nah, real working. Shit.
They were trying to take the little boy home. How old was he? Because if you were...
I was 19.
If you were 19, I mean, I was like, what, 16.
What the fuck, man?
Listen, I was old enough.
So, yo, nah, dead ass.
Let it ride.
And we was getting money. So, like, I mean, we was out here getting money on the block.
Shit,
so,
right.
Yeah, niggas is fresh. We in there. And a nigga that's in there is basically getting money. Either that or they work with Uncle Rock. So, I mean, it's a bunch of hood niggas in there. But anyway, so at this point, it's like 10 o'clock. And yeah, like, shit lit. We all the way in this shit. We strippers all over us. We wilding. Like, it's to the point where chicks that ain't even supposed to be stripping are stripping in this shit. Like, oh, they wilding. I ain't gonna put no relation or no
don't
no
do
names
that.
Don't do that.
But facts.
But to the point where certain niggas are trying to shut it down, and the hood niggas is like, yo, nah, fuck, let that, her go. Yeah, let her go.
Right. And you know, I was one of the niggas. I was like, that shit rap. It's already said and done.
Word.
You get out.
If you don't like it, leave your own party.
That's it.
My bad. So I'm like literally 10 cups of Henny in. I don't know how many Heinekens. I don't know how much we don't smoke. yo, I'm faded and I'm in this shit. I'm straight. When we in the party, I am A-okay. I'm going back. I'm getting hip. I'm chasing that shit with whatever the fuck brown that he could put in there. I'm on it. So we end up skating because AR, I mean, AR had some, he had some shit lined up. So he was like, hey, yo, come over here. He had a shorty lined up, and I was talking to her cousin at the time. So he was like, yo, let's go over here. Let's go visit them real quick. So we pile up in the car and shit. AR had a brand new, it was an 05 Grand Am. Yeah. Brand new 05 joint. So we jump in this shit. I mean, we head over. Yeah, in 05, yeah. So we jump over there, I mean, and we politicking. He go see shorty. The shorty I was talking to wasn't there, so I end up getting out the car because I started feeling the hot wave. I was like, oh, shit, I'm not throwing up in this nigga shit. So I get out.
Nigga on my shoulder. No.
Yo, hold on. That was the second part, my nigga. Hold on.
How you narrated? Let him tell
you. I was right there.
Yeah, he was definitely there.
I thought he was leaving some shit out. I'm trying to give it to you, the whole story. He's leaving some shit out. I'm like, don't forget this.
I wasn't just drunk at the subway. I'm building this thing up. You know what I mean? So, we end up getting outside the whip and shit. So we with one of our older cousins. He has like 30s and shit. And he on some shit. Like I end up sitting outside of the car on the back tire, like just sitting there on the ground, back against the car. And I'm chilling. I'm just trying to get some air so I can make it home. So this nigga's like, yo, get up, yo, get up. I'm like, yo, for what? It's a car coming down the street. I was like, all right, my nigga, they got enough roll. Like they straight. He's like, yo, it's the police. Niggas, I get up and shit. I try to fix my face. It's a fucking fiend coming down the street in a rental, like in a base head rental. I'm like, yo, my nigga, that's a fucking fiend. So I get back in the car. niggas get in the car. AR end up coming. He was like, yo, come on, I'm gonna get you home, my nigga. So I get in the car. I'm in the back seat. Nigga, AK in the back seat. We had left T Rock at his crib because he wasn't trying to leave. This shit was too lit. So I end up fucking passing out on AK fucking shoulder, my nigga. And this nigga keep nudging my head like, yo, my nigga, you owe me one. You owe me one, my nigga. Get up, my nigga. You owe me one. You too big for this shit. I'm like, yo, he like, yo, come on, like, yo, come on, Kyle. Yo, I'm good, man. I'm good. So he was like, yo, you lucky you fam. So
that's a real bro shit.
Yeah,
right there.
So like some real shit. Like niggas end up getting in my crib and shit. And I end up, by the time we got like around the corner from my crib, I ended up like getting up off this nigga. I got tired of this nigga saying, yo, you owe me one. So I'm like, yo, fuck that. I put my head on the fucking door of the whip. So the niggas roll down the window, let me get some air and shit while they driving. Niggas get to the front of my crib. I done passed out again in the back seat. And niggas is like, yo, we gotta get this nigga out the whip. So it's three grown fucking men that can't move me. Like, they couldn't move me. They was like, yo, I'm about to, like, they telling me through the window, yo, I'm about to open your door, my nigga. You gonna fall out.
This the part he don't remember.
I remember that.
No, hold on. Prior to you, we getting you out, bro. We sat there for a good 25, half an hour, bro. Like, yeah. It wasn't like we just pulled over and like, all right, man, get out. Like,
get out. Nah.
We sat there for a little minute, chit-chatted, politicked, and everything.
Yeah.
And then we got made out.
Nah, but peep game. These niggas, the way these niggas get me out, these niggas fucking just open my door. And when they open my door, soon as they open the door, I just started throwing up, just like, everywhere, right? So niggas dragged me out. As soon as I got finished, they was like, you good? Yeah, they grabbed me by my coat. Get the fuck out the car. Niggas got me out the car. Like, no lie, them niggas, like, I ended up laying on the front. The fucking, like, I'm, like, we dead smack in the middle of the hood. Mm-hmm. And the block booming. Because we getting money on this shit. So niggas lay me out on the motherfucking curb, my nigga. Like, I'm laid out in a little dirt patch in front of the crib. And these niggas like, yo, get up, my nigga, get up. They had to be out there for a good minute trying to get me up. I was like, yo, I'm not moving, my nigga. Ended up falling asleep for a good hour and a half in front of my crib.
They left me AR, and I mean, Big Cuz left and shit. Oh, I mean, I'm out there by myself with this nigga.
Yeah, I'm fucking, like, the niggas, like, it's some chicks and one of my niggas from the hood.
Couple niggas from the hood, because it wasn't just one, it was a couple niggas.
Yeah, but I only woke up to see one of them.
Right,
and
exactly.
And it was my nigga, but them niggas came running out the crib, running up to a car. Another car had pulled up and shit, and the niggas in politicking with the niggas in the car and shit, And my nigga Lil Head, shout out to Lil Head.
Jesus was there too.
Yeah, Jesus there. Yeah, I remember Jesus being there. Yeah, so but them niggas came up to me like, yo, my nigga, you good? I'm like, yo, my nigga, I'm fucked up, my nigga. I ain't want you to see me because I'm older than these niggas. So they looking at me like, yo, damn, my nigga. I'm like, yo, I ain't want you. Yo, real shit, I'm so drunk. I'm apologizing to these niggas that I'm drunk. Like, I'm like, yo, my nigga, yo, my bad. I ain't never want you to see me like this. Like, dead ass with this voice and everything. Them niggas like, yo, you good, my nigga. You straight. Yo, whole fucking pocket full of money. Whole fucking pocket full of product. No ratchet, no nothing on me. Niggas just let me rock. Like, they left me there. Like, I was so good. I was so good on that, I mean, in that area. Niggas let me rock out. AK was on the porch. He stayed with me the whole fucking time. Niggas like, yo, AK not letting niggas touch me. Like, so, nigga, I had to be asleep for like a good hour and a half, yo, on the fucking curb. Nigga, finally, AK finally got me up. Like, yo, get your bitch ass up, my nigga. So I get up.
Did you say it like that? I'm just curious. Did you say get your bitch ass
probably
up?
Not in those words, but okay. in that tone. Right.
Yeah. Get your big old ass yeah. up. Yeah.
Like, bye. I mean, and mind you, I know y'all can't see the footage, but I'm 6'3". I'm 280. I am not nothing easy to move. Like, you feel me? So my mom, at the time, lived with my mom and shit. I'm paying the rent and all that, but.
Right. I'm 5'10", a buck 50, something yeah. what.
Niggas not moving me. Like, so. My mom end up, I mean, AK end up getting me up. We end up getting into the hallway of the crib on the way upstairs and shit. So, nigga, he make it all the way upstairs. He lay out and tap on the door. My mom come open the door. My baby. Yo, my baby.
Ask me, what you do to my baby? I'm yo. Like, I didn't do nothing.
Yo, so her husband at the time, shout out to Doughboy, know what I mean? One of the realest niggas ever, know what I mean? Doughboy come out was like, yo, what the fuck going on? So, he come out there, I look up, and I was like, yo, my big.
Right.
I say, yo, Bobby, you love me, mommy? She was like, yeah, I love you. What's wrong with my son? I said, then leave me here, mommy. if you love me, then leave me. And soon as I said that shit, I threw up everything in my system. I was... done for all over the steps. Like,
you know what I did?
God, how did your mom feel?
I'm like, excuse you, mom. Let me get in the room.
Nigga got up and said, oh, your mom got you now, my nigga.
Right, I'm going.
I'm in the room. Nigga went in the room, got up, went in the crib. nigga passed out, my nigga.
Right.
Yo, it's like, at this point, it's like 3 in the morning. Like, they don't call my shorty over. They don't, yo, come wow. get them. Come get them right. Like, know what I mean? Yo, this nigga is faded. I don't know what to do with them. They get me in the crib and shit. I end up going in the crib. Shorty come over. We end up talking about what the fuck happened. She want to know the whole story. Next thing you know, I look up on the refrigerator. I grab these honey barbecue chips. They saved my motherfucking life. I get on the edge of the fucking bed. And I'm sitting in the motherfucking room the way this shit was set up. Like, I had my own bed for me and Shorty. And then it was like, I mean, we trapping in the crib, so it's another fucking spot for AK to sleep and shit.
Right.
So this nigga AK slumped. This nigga wake up. I'm sitting on the edge of the bed, so like, with Shorty laid out next to me. And this nigga's like, yo, what's good? I was like, yo, you good? You want some chips?
Right. This I'm nigga, like, nigga. I'm like, what? I want some chips. Did you see yourself?
This nigga, yeah, this nigga say, yo, you just did all of that. And then the nigga said that shit. I offered him some chips. He said, no, I want no motherfucking yo, chips.
That shit threw me.
Yo, like, he was like, yo, so you straight right now? I was like, yo, I'm all the way good. Like we got something. Let's roll up. This nigga was like, nigga, I am going to bed, nigga. Like, leave me.
Fuck your night.
Yo, that shit was crazy. Like, if you would have woke up after all that shit and this nigga all the way good, crunching chips and shit, well, look at this nigga like, what the word. Fuck?
Told my let's burn
nigga,
something.
Right, like, nigga, do you know what I just went through with you? Yo.
And Shorty just laying in the bed laughing. Like, that shit was funny.
Oh, my yo, goodness, man.
Yo, man, that shit was epic, though. Epic. When I tell you epic, I mean, I don't know how much I drank that night, but when I tell you I was in and out of blacking out and all that shit happened and I still had all the product, all the money, and was A-OK, that's a fucking drunk story.
That is, yeah. So, listen, my story ain't as, you know...
elaborate.
I guess as that, you know, but my story was quite a night. So... I honestly, to be honest, I really can't tell you. 7 or 8. I really can't tell you how the story begun. Maybe you mean you can help me with that shit.
If I was there, I probably
you was there. Could.
How was
there.
The story? Go ahead. No. I must hear this. He don't remember first fucking beginning. At least I remember right. my first
yeah,
beginning.
He got a couple of those.
Oh my god.
Right. So okay. All I know is I'm with Cooley, and I'm with Big Bro BJ and shit. And I mean, we out we in Waterbury.
Anytime
shout
you
out
hear BJ. I know some shit popped off. Oh, BJ. Nah. BJ's Aquarius too. Shout out to BJ being
shout
Aquarius.
Out to
you probably B. got into some shit. Go ahead, continue. Because anytime you hear BJ, you know Aquarius turn.
So listen,
up. Go ahead.
Word. Shout out to Big
as,
Bro.
As far as the motherfucking the drinking went at the time, you know, I was a pup. And I did more smoking than anything. So word. I really wasn't, you know what I mean, for the drinking shit.
Word.
So these niggas drunk me under the table. So basically, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
From what I remember.
Drunk under the table?
Drunk me under the table.
Drunk? I thought you said drug. I was like,
drunk me under the table.
Cool.
It's a metaphor.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. No, so, let me ride.
So basically, you know. I really can't remember where this shit began.
But just go with what you know.
But nigga,
it sounds like this shit started at the PK.
No, yeah, right? It's definitely where it started. But we had BJ Crib and shit. I'm pretty sure we probably doing some fight night shit because that's around the time.
Fight night was popping.
Right, I mean, fight night was popping and shit. We drinking, most likely smoking. Now we having a good time and shit. Playing fight night. So what I remember is we all in the living room. Matter of fact, we playing dominoes. We all in the kitchen playing dominoes.
Word.
And motherfucking shit just went left for me. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I'm drunk. That's what I kept saying. I'm like, I'm drunk. And I'm leaning over myself, falling over the place. And I fall. I look under this dude's table. His table got motherfucking feet.
Yo. Real shit. It's like... No, Monica, like he was bugging, like yo, bro,
that shit
get,
what do you want?
Bro,
no, the table had feet. If you would have saw it, the table had feet. I was drinking.
He said, no, the table had feet. If you would
have
saw it,
believe that to this day, though. That's did the table really have feet?
Nah, it didn't.
Okay, because
the table had.
Like,
so
like,
the table
listen.
Had it had cutouts in it in the design.
Oh, like
and
the
it,
bear claws.
Yeah,
okay.
Like right. Shit. Yeah, it looked like. It was feet. So yo. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I ain't never seen no shit like that.
Yo.
And to see that shit when you drunk, that shit had me fucked up. Right. Like,
what did you do with the feet?
No, I was just amazed. I was, you know.
He was dead ass looking
touch
at the feet like, yo.
Honestly, Monica, I
did
can't.
You touch the feet.
I probably did, yo. I can't lie. I probably did, yo. That shit was just so, then at the time, it was so amazing
oh
to
my
me.
God.
Under the influence, yo, it shit just blew my mind, yo. What? The fucking table got feet?
Oh my God.
I mean, we continued our night, drinking, having fun. And I don't know where we was going, to the store or some shit?
Shit.
He don't even know. But
yeah,
because
we got mad fucking stories.
Right,
and
so listen.
Especially in the dirty water.
Listen, this night, we end up going and... Nigga, we was on Johnson Street. That's Johnson Street.
Yeah, we was
bro.
Going to the store. We was going to the 7-Eleven around the corner.
Right. That's Johnson Street. So,
yo, hell yeah, Johnson Street. Oh, I remember.
I kept
this shit.
Saying that shit. Like, that's my drunk story.
Yo, this nigga. So it's an abandoned.
Wait, you gotta let him finish. Yo. You narrate his story. Unless
right.
he don't remember.
That's the thing. He probably can give you the better detail than I can
okay,
because.
Well, hit us with the details because you obviously was blacked
shit.
Out. You was looking at.
First of all,
right.
this shit, the dead of winter.
Right.
This nigga.
Everything happens in the winter with you guys.
Yo, this shit was the dead of winter. Like, ice on the whole
right.
front
give
of
him,
this nigga.
Give him something to imagine.
AK fucking fell down the stairs coming outside. We were drinking Henny that night, too,
oh,
just to let you
there
know.
There we go. That's what
we
it was. Drinking.
We had.
I
was,
see it now. I
it
see
was
it.
Just us three. It was just us three on a fucking, I think it was the fifth of fucking Henny.
Exactly.
And
we
wasn't like, you could drink a fifth of Henny and be straight, but we was chasing this shit. Like, whole fucking cups, like wine glasses full of this shit. Like,
just chasing that shit.
Chasing that shit. No,
not,
no
not,
shots. We was
right.
gumping this
time,
shit.
Right.
Like, so niggas go outside. We was like, yo, we got to go to the store, get some Dutchess. We end up leaving. Nigga AK fell down the first flight of fucking stairs. Mm-hmm. Nigga got up. He was like, I'm good. Nigga started walking. We in the middle of the street. It's an abandoned fucking factory. He was like, hey, yo, somebody in there. I'm telling y'all right now, somebody in there. What? Nigga, we on Johnson Street. Nigga just started looking and wilding, like bugging on whoever that was in the building. Like, he was wilding. Like, yeah, wilding. Nigga,
shit was so trippy. I'm hearing the motherfucking sewer lines running and shit.
He was like, he stopped us in the middle of the street on the sewer. Like, right over the thing where the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come up. Nigga standing, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? And all you hear is the water running through the sewer. Sure. And he was like, yo, they down there. I was like,
that shit had me fucked up.
Yo, niggas was.
What the fuck? We was wilding.
We was definitely lit that night. Man. We was
lit. Fire senses was in.
Yo, shit was tingling. I was seeing shit.
Yo.
Seeing people, hearing shit. Yo, that shit
definitely was.
Was
though.
A crazy oh ass gosh. Night.
The yeah. wild shit was me and Big Bro, BJ, yo. Shout out to Beretta, man. We was definitely A-OK. We was on some shit like, yo, let's get another fifth. This nigga was, he was wilding. Like, he was all the way out there.
He's in the studio right now shaking his head. No.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I was like, all the way gone.
Yo, real shit. Gone. Gone. Right. Like, out of there. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, he was there. But he wasn't there.
Right, because
yo, pass me the Don Julio. I'm going to take a shot at that one. That's a motherfucker memory right there.
I can't remember how this shit started until you painting the picture.
Yo.
That's how bad it was. Like, I mean, and I don't even know how the night ended.
And the wild shit was, because we had just moved BJ in that crib.
Oh, that was the occasion. Yeah. Okay.
That was the night they was just moving in that
and
crib.
Listen, every time we move BJ in his cribs, we got some, fucked up.
Yo. I promise you.
Yo, one like listen. One night, all right, we moved BJ into one of his cribs, and he moved into what used to be a funeral home.
Oh, hell no.
Right. Yo. So he moved hell into right. So listen, we got fucked up, my first baby mother, I was supposed to be at an event with her. This shit probably fucked up. If she hear this, because. I mean, I lied about it.
Yeah. But she gonna fuck you up.
So listen, I was supposed to be at an event, some church shit.
Let me walk out the room,
right?
Just in case she might come through.
So listen, that's miles away and be so far gone. Word. Listen,
snatch your soul.
Oh shit, my fault, guys. Listen,
that was her coming through to snatch your soul.
Word. That's probably was it. Listen, I got. Fucked up that night, and yo, I don't know if it was my conscience playing tricks on me or me feeling guilty or not, yo, but I had a crazy ass dream, like, yo, so, I never forget this shit, but I was in the parade, and, yo, I was in the parade, listen, because Coolie, I definitely told you about this story, I don't know if you remember this shit. But I definitely told you about this motherfucking story because this shit spooked me the fuck out. Because I was like, I'm supposed to go to church. I was in the parade, yo, and I'm watching the parade go down. And the float, it was a devil on the float. It was a devil on the float.
Oh, he was coming to get
and,
you.
Yo, right. He started pointing at people and shit, like, you know what I mean? And he pointed at me. I'm like, yo. Like, I mean, spooked in my motherfucking dream and shit. I'm watching everybody see all my boys. They ain't getting pointed at. I see my baby mother. She not getting pointed at. But, yo, I was getting pointed at. And then subconsciously in my dream, I'm thinking, you should have brought your ass to church. Get your ass up. I woke up. Everybody sleep. And it's too late to get up and get everybody dressed and from Waterbury to New Haven to get me to church on time and shit. This shit was just too far, so far gone. So we cracked another bottle and rolled some more smoke. Word. But
we definitely did.
But I told everybody about my story. That shit spooked me.
Yo, I'm telling you right now, this nigga AK got me thinking about every weekend we ever had up in Waterbury. Yo,
because those when are some of the best you, drunk nights, yo, drunk stories.
When I tell you, Monica, we used to torture Waterbury. Like, we
I
used
heard
to,
some things about we, you guys.
No, you trust me. What you heard, it has nothing compared to the actual story. Right. Like,
oh no, I think I passed because I heard some things.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait a minute,
torture.
No. Yeah. Well, just torture. So you guys know, thank you for sharing your drunk stories. I don't have a drunk story.
Oh, you don't got none as epic as ours.
I don't have any that's epic. You know why? Because I got fucked up. Like, I really did get really fucked up. I mean, I got left on my porch. I ended up doing shit that I had no business doing. But I don't think it was as crazy as you guys. Wait, you know what? It was. Let me tell y'all about a time.
There you go.
Here Let me tell go. You, by the time, she I'm going to tell you about Harrisburg, Pennsylvania,
voice too. This before, about to be real.
Before I decided I was going to have kids and get married. So this thing with me and my friends back in Pennsylvania is called going fishing. So at the time, we go club hopping.
Everybody go fishing, Monica.
No, you about to hear what going fishing mean. You're going to take those words back, I promise you. So going fishing, we go to every club on the strip downtown Harrisburg. And what we supposed to do is take the shots, as many shots as we can, but then we supposed to look at the dude and we hook him around the neck and we dance with him. So I got a little carried away.
Oh, wow.
See, our going fishing, you know, we fish for women, you know.
Hey, no, I told you going to take that shit back.
We ain't nobody by no neck.
No, we was hooking dudes by the neck.
We reeled them
in. Taking them fishing. We would get them dancing, get them high and bother, and put them back in the sea. So.
Catch and release.
Yeah.
The worst type of fishing there is.
For real.
Definitely catch and release.
Fuck you take me out my habitat for. I could
definitely what I was doing, right? So, again, I think at the time, me and my ex-husband wasn't. We were talking, but. He was just coming down here to, like, visit. I don't even know. I think he already moved down there. But anyhow, he just happened to be in the club with a group of us women fishing. So I got carried away. I got really pissy drunk. I fell down the stairs going. It was like a, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a curved stairs. I got drunk, dropped the fucking glass. It spilled on everybody. I tried to go and catch the glass because in my mind, I'm catching the glass. fall down the little swoop stairs, landed, wound it up on the floor. There was a dude passing by. I get up and catch him. So, unfortunately, my dude was there. So, he was like, she's drunk. Don't worry about her. So, he tries to pick me up. Like, try to take me outside of the Mars bar. I'm fighting him. Like, no! No. Then I realized.
So who picked you up?
He picked me up after I fished the dude.
Okay.
He like tried to walk me out of the bar. Yeah. He carried me out the bar. I was like no more than 120 soaking wet. So he carries me out the bar. He literally pits me down. There's a dude's walking by. I fish again. Catch him by the neck.
Yeah.
Mind you, he's mad. But I'm like, oh, shit, like, I'm going to get in trouble. But I couldn't stop fishing. I told you, you guys' stories are better than mine. All I've done was catch fish and throw them back in the sea. Basically, I mean, I woke up once. I used to black out when back in the day we used to be in the subway because how it was, Agnola had like a little subway thing happening. So we used to jump on the subway to get down to Harrisburg. And I remember blacking out. We must have rolled that shit several times and nobody found us.
That's crazy. So,
well, I mean, we had things like that. Or the time, let me tell you about my little stupid ass ex-boyfriend too. This is my first time actually drinking Patron.
Oh, Patron would do it.
I've never drunk Patron. So we went to Club Buku. Shout out to Buku in West Haven. Shit was whack. But because they was giving out free shots of Patron, if you enter the front door, then I said, all right, why not? So can you imagine how this went? I come into the front door.
Buku used to be popping.
Go through the back. Come back around. So you know about the back door of the Buku.
I've been there a few times.
And you re-enter the front door again. Yeah. So that was my get up. Like, I'm not paying for a drink because they offer a free Patron.
Word.
At the time, Patron costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I get fucked up to the point where I end up across the street. I hate to say it, but I was in a cemetery. So that's probably why I don't like cemeteries. But I ended up in a cemetery just fucking drunk. Like, fetal position drunk.
Faded.
I was done. I wake up. I think I'm dead. I see all these grave tombstones. So I call. I had to test it out to make sure. So at the time they had that, you know those little razor phones you just slide?
Yeah.
So I'm fucking around with the razor phone because I'm next to dead people. I call my ex-boyfriend. I'm like, yo, I think I'm dead. He's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm in a cemetery. He was like, where are you? Kiki somehow come across the fucking street. She grabs the phone. She tell him where I'm at. I don't know how long I was laying there, but I was just there. So he comes get me, throw me in the car. This asshole dropped me off. He calls my sister, my older sister. He's like, yo, your sister drunk. I'ma drop her off. Like, straight Bilal shit.
I'ma drop her off. Oh, I think I remember
on
this
the
day.
Porch. Yeah, after that, I ain't got no responsibility for her.
Word.
So you were there for that. Yeah. You was upstairs.
Because you came in the crib this that nigga, day. Yeah.
This nigga rang my fucking doorbell because my mother and my cousin was downstairs drinking.
Skated.
Yo, rang my doorbell. Left me on the motherfucking porch. Rung my doorbell and skated. And skated.
And skated, bro. She came in a crib.
I came, oh my
couldn't
God.
Walk up the stairs. No nothing, yo.
I couldn't
no
do nothing. I was tripping. I had like 6 legs. And they were all left. Yo, but I remember walking up to my mother like, what you drinking? My mother was like, what you drinking?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, whatever you are drinking. So my sister Erica talking about, she's sick. Don't worry about it.
She trying to lie for
you. Yeah, she trying to lie for me. And I end up snitching on myself, talking about, nah, mom, I'm drunk.
Yeah. Like,
that's what happened. My little sister was upstairs. So she was so mad. I'm not sure if she was studying. I'm not sure what Jessica was doing. But I come up the stairs. Now Erica holding me, and I'm like staggering to go up the stairs. So you hear, mm-hmm, Jessica come out spazzing.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, what you mad for? Like, what you mad for?
Going in, yo.
Jessica, yo, the best epic drunk nights is when Jessica will come out that room spazzing. She would, literally everything. She walked in on me one time. I was in the bathroom, laid out across the floor. She had to pee. She stepped over me, used the bathroom, came out. What the fuck you on the floor for? Get your dumb ass off.
Yeah, I remember that shit, too. Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yo, it just seemed like Cooley, you there for everybody drunk stories.
Yes, because
I guess it in, bro.
Mind you, I didn't start drinking until I think I was like 21. So I don't even.
Who you fooling?
I think, I don't know.
Listen.
Maybe. I know
I started drinking way before 21, but listen.
I didn't drink when I was 16. Like, you hood. Like, you had a little hair on your chest by the time you was 16.
Shit.
But I wasn't like that.
I had
that,
my first shot of vodka at 11.
Yeah,
I smoked my first blunt at 9.
Let me tell you about this drunk story right here.
And then after that,
Cooley was there. This is my last drunk story.
I'm getting ready.
Speaking of Cooley,
shit,
to that.
Look at his face.
Because I know he got one. Look how turned he is. Listen, he got one. I know he got one.
Yeah.
So, Pete, it's me, Cooley, and I mean, Broski. So,
oh,
I mean,
my, yo, this,
because we chilling that Cooley crib and shit, niggas. I mean, it's back in the day, so motherfucking ain't no such thing as no haze, no dro, motherfucking.
It was dro and Buddha was.
Popular. Oh,
Buddha.
I was about to get there. Buddha's always popping. Buddha's popping before, and I mean haze and sour and I mean Kush, all that shit. So
it wasn't none of that shit.
So I mean Buddha and dro was the shit that was the go to.
Yes.
I mean so niggas was like, yo, boom. They got motherfucking, yes, people, Nick's a Buddha.
And these shits is fucking ridiculous fat.
If you a smoker, you know what I mean? You got to come from somewhere. We just didn't start, unless you young now.
Right.
You didn't just start smoking Kush or smoking sour.
This is before that shit was popping.
Right. This is before that shit was in the.
Y'all smoking red.
We was. Yo, ain't no shame in the game. I was just talking to one of my realest niggas, my nigga. Shout out to Birio. If you wasn't with me smoking motherfucking rag, and
word.
I mean you wasn't with
you
me growing up motherfucking Phillies, nigga.
Shit.
You wasn't with me, bro. That's shooting in the gym right there. But listen, so niggas like, yo, boom, we about to go get some motherfucking Buddha and shit. This nigga, big bro,
Nitty,
I mean. Threw us a bottle of fucking ENJ.
A whole fifth,
right.
Mind you, I'm 15, so you know if I'm 15, this nigga 3 years younger
than me.
This nigga's 12 years old.
And Ski 2 years younger than me.
Right.
What are you guys doing?
Living.
Getting.
Listen. So
clearly.
So nigga's like, yo, no, we gotta go get this smoke and shit. It's a fucking monsoon outside, pouring cats and
pouring
dogs.
So hard you can't see in front of you, like real.
Like,
shit,
yo, so
you put your hand in front of your face, you can't see it. It's that hard coming down.
So
like
peep, so we was like, yo, we gonna wait till it get so to the rain slow down. That shit just started raining harder.
Yeah.
So we was like, fuck it, we don't go now. This shit probably be flooded up this shit. We try to swim. So so we walk. I mean, which is probably like 3-4 blocks.
Four blocks.
So I mean that's 3-4 blocks there and 3-4 blocks back. So
right.
I mean, soaking wet by the time we got back to the crib.
By the time we got to the bottom of my block, we was soaking wet.
Right. So, I mean, we had Coolie crib. We don't got no change of clothes. Coolie, I mean, go grab us some shorts, some tees and shit, some big bro shit. I mean, so niggas get dried off, I mean, get dressed and shit, start rolling out Easy Wire, mad joints.
Imagine, we had like 10 joints.
Mad yo. Joints, yo. So motherfucking...
Y'all lived the life of the life.
Yo, yo shit. Now, Pete, Nitty gave us a fifth of Henny, we plus had, we no, had
fifth,
a half.
We had a, it was a fifth of E&J, and we already
I mean, had E&J, a half. I'm sorry.
We already yeah, we had, had a half a fifth.
Right, so we had a half a fifth and a whole fifth of E&J. Damn. Niggas getting fucked up to the point where, yo, shit just... Everybody just started getting disoriented. This nigga Ski, he can't feel his legs.
Yo, real
he,
shit, like...
he this, in the room, this, like, panicking. I can't feel my legs.
Nigga, call AK in the room. Now, in one room, I had the Xbox. The other room, because where I was staying at the time, I was in the basement, and my mom was on the first floor and shit. And I was, like, I was selling weed and shit. Like, I was 15 moving QPs and shit. And niggas, niggas had the whole first floor was like a one bedroom, well, two bedroom apartment. So in the living room, I had the PS, and in my room, I had the fucking Xbox. So niggas got both systems going, and the nigga Ski Ball, nigga playing, he fucking laid back on the fucking bed. I'm in and out of both rooms, passing joints. I come in the room, this nigga like, yo, I can't feel my legs. A nigga called AK, was like, yo, AK, yo, AK, I can't feel my
panicking.
Legs. The niggas said, hit my legs so I know they there. I was dying. The nigga really was panicking. Like
yo,
panicking.
That shit was crazy as
yo,
hell, yo.
Niggas, we finished all 10 J's, drank both of them bottles of E&J.
You were so young. Oh, my God. You guys
that's
babies.
Why I say, yo, when we go living. Hard. Yo, we go hard. Oh, we done. We did more shit by the time we hit 21 than most niggas do in their lifetime, yo.
In fact,
wow.
Yeah.
But back then it was probably much safer to do. Oh, like, yeah. I don't think you can do that shit now.
Shit, I done lost motherfucking one of my boys, nigga, 17 years old, shot dead, and one of our other boys did it.
Yeah.
So that shit was no fucking safe. This
shit
I'm
not talking about that. I'm talking about the smoking of the weed.
Oh,
and
okay.
Drinks. I know you niggas came from a hard life.
Right. I'm about to say, yo, that shit wasn't safe out there.
Listen, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That
I respect it. You threw me.
You lost me. I'm from here.
Shit.
But even with that too, like, a lot of my boys too, our age is fucking fiends now. So
yeah. I know that fucking.
So
sucks.
That shit, yeah. That shit is. I mean, they was doing that shit back then. Started with dust and I mean, little silly shit. Like so,
nigga,
the
stories.
Stuff we learned in at the Dare program.
The stories.
So
we all just skipped that, right? The Dare program. Nobody had the Dare program.
Nah,
right?
I ain't
participate.
Nah,
you guys didn't have that.
We had it.
Was that mandatory?
We didn't participate.
Was mandatory? Fuck? What shit?
It was
trial and error around our way.
Right, listen.
Man.
Yeah, yo, we definitely got to do an episode 2 on these drunk stories because I got a couple more.
No, right. This shit start resonating when you start talking.
I'm just
going to
listen. I ain't got no more drunk stories than what I gave. You guys are like, I lived a life way before I even came in the picture.
Yo,
but
the
I know
stories,
one story
yo.
That's about to be epic. The story of me getting drunk tonight and whatever happens.
Richard, oh, shit.
What?
No, that story about tonight.
Yeah, that's about to happen right now.
Yo, when a person say whatever happens, that's going to be a good night.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good night. So let me just start my night off like whatever happens. Cause,
word.
I mean, shout out to the people I'm about to meet tonight. I mean, shout out to y'all, yo.
Y'all don't know what y'all in for.
Oh my
yeah,
god!
Yeah, definitely
we
don't
to
know.
Keep this bro on the other side of the room.
Word.
No, hey, you're gonna be in the mingle.
I'm off the chain right now.
Listen. Again, shout out to everybody that's supporting, that's showing the love. We
it's
love and
fun.
We appreciate y'all. And I mean, this episode has definitely been a fun one. And I mean, I'm Coolie Man.
This is AK.
You can find me anywhere. God,
my fault. Let me get.
Turn,
yeah, listen, it's the Don Julio, bro. I'm trying to get myself out there. You trying to, I mean, throw your credits out there. Like, get your credits, bro.
Yeah.
get your credits. My fault.
Yo, again, this is Coolie Man. Know what I mean? You can find me anywhere on social media under the name Coolie Man. I mean, that's Instagram, that's Facebook. I don't have a Snap. That's Twitter. You can find me up there. Know what I mean? You can find me under Cooley Main. Just hit me up. I mean, it is what it is. Like, share, follow, comment, give feedback. We definitely use and appreciate the feedback we get.
Definitely. So this is AK. Now, I mean, it's my turn now, ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah, and it's Cooley. No.
Back and forth about this shit.
So Pete, now, I mean, you know, you can hit me up on the Grown Ups Talk podcast on Facebook. Now, I mean, send your messages, send your questions, whatever the case may be. Address them to me. I'll answer them accordingly. Now, I mean, you can definitely reach me on Snap, AKCOO87. But yeah, I'm around for the people. Let me just ask.
Wait, was those ad libs there? How you? Did yeah, you just come on, come on. Bad
I got.
Boy?
I got.
You were getting your shit off.
Right.
He was listening. Bad boy, bad boy. Listen. He was doing some shit.
My life, life come with ad libs.
No, ad libs. Oh my god, these dudes on the road tonight. We're gonna have an epic time. These dudes on the road tonight. Listen, guys, you always can follow me. I got Instagram popping, but it's not by my name. It's called Perfectly Imperfect 30.
Word.
Then I have. You can hit me on Facebook. Of course, Monica Cloud. But I don't think I want to be on my Facebook because I'm ratchet. But either way, I got some good shit up there. Where else you can hit me at? I don't know. That's it. I only got two places. I don't do Twitter. I don't do Snapchat. I don't do none of that shit. So just follow me on those two things. I'm ratchet anyhow. So yeah, that's it. Bong. I'm out. I'm going to go enjoy myself. Whatever happens.
Shout out to Don Julio.
Shout out.
Always making a special guest appearance. We definitely supporting Don Julio.
It's like the bottle that won't go away.
Shout out to Ciroc. Know what I mean? I know it's been a minute since we cracked the bottle of Ciroc, but soon come, soon come.
Did he send us some Ciroc?
Somebody send us some something, man. yeah, man. I know by this time, y'all should be tucking your own selves in. Know what I mean? It's grown-ups talk. We do what they do. Holla at y'all next episode.
Yes, sir.